Yeah, I'll take that.
But this is question from...
Yeah, this is very relevant. This is relevant.
This, for example, if someone...
This is that.
Well, for example, if somebody gets Siddha Deha, Siddha Pranali, so some realization at Anartha Nivritti level, so is it okay for that person that he may not feel or have constant realization of this Siddha Deha? And does it mean that... this is first question.
I mean, come on, it's so obvious the answer. But this devotee is asking it, if some fortunate sadhak has received the diksha and familiarity with his siddha sarup, spiritual body in the material world, and he's only a beginning devotee at the level of anartha nivritti, self-purification, but somehow the guru could see his what's the Sanskrit word for that? His potential. I can't remember. It's some prayog or no? Some yogi. I forget. There's some word. The guru sees the potential of that disciple and the adhikar of that disciple, and so somehow he or the disciple's greed may be such, his lobha and greed for these higher practices and internal meditations and practices. So the guru may recognize that, and he grants that entrance into Krishna's seva by bestowing upon the disciple the siddha sarup and what they call today siddha pranali, diksha. It's not exactly a diksha, because diksha means the diksha mantras which are given in shastras, which primarily Hari Bhakti Vilas mentions as Kam Gayatri and Gopal mantra. These two are the primary diksha mantras for Gaudiya Sampradaya. And Gopal mantra is for all Vaishnavas. And we have the addition of Kam Gayatri, a speciality, because Gaudiya Sampradaya means Madhurya, Madhurya Mai. Conjugal love. We worship Radha Govinda Yugo. So that requires the Kam Gayatri. This has nothing to do with Sakya Rasa or anything. Transcendental Kamadev, Smara Murti Mantra Krishna. So this devotee has his Siddha Pranali and he doesn't have full realization. What's the question? He doesn't have full realization of that, then what does he do? He doesn't practice or what? He just follows the teachings of his guru.
Yeah, he's following, and he cannot, like, he has some small realization maybe, and he cannot feel constantly this Siddha Deha. And does it mean that in the process of purification from anarthas, this Siddha Deha will manifest itself more? Or Siddha Deha doesn't depend on process of
There's two things you have to understand here. Because ultimately the siddha deha is above deha. It's made of bhav, it's made of prema. It's not bones and triguna mayi and flesh and all these things. Mahabhav Surupini Radha, Radharani and Prem Surup Sri Krishna. Their bodies are totally transcendental. So what this practice of siddha pranam, first the siddha deha is, you can say, a form, it's a rupam. It's called siddha sarup. But that siddha sarup, well, it's the main thing about practicing Raghunuga Bhakti is developing the siddha bhav. The siddha bhav, gopi bhav. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is saying in Adi Lila, chapter one, somewhere there, I don't remember where. He says, Gopi Bhava Angikara. Gopi Bhava Angikara. He wants every Angikara, do your limb. accept this Gopi Bhav. So when the sadhaka is practicing, is Raghunuga Sadhana, Manjri Srupupasana, He has Manjari Srupa and he's doing worship and puja and meditation, yoga pit puja, and he's meditating time to time, trying to think of Leela, think of his Siddha Srupa, do some seva to Radharani there. He's reading about the interactions and exchanges and pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis. Govinda Leelamrita Bhavanam. Becoming purified means getting free from anarthas, but simultaneously developing your bhav, your gopi bhav, and your love, your seva bhav, your dasi rati. The siddha sarup is a dasya rati rupam. Dasya rati, the foundation, we're called dasi, kinkari dasi, anucharani, paricharani, or commonly called manjari. Dasi anudasi. So we're developing that mood. Oh, what does Radharani need now? Oh, she needs this. Oh, is this Leela? The Leelas give you a general idea, and there's so many sevas. So then when you start, it's identity. The practice, the main practice is you start identifying in your abhiman. Abhiman means your mentality. Your mentality, you start identifying. Forget about the form. Seeing your siddhadeya, you'll see your siddhadeya at the level of bhava. At the level of bhava. Because the siddhadeya is a bhava deha. So until you come to bhava, with the bhava you can see bhava. So when you have bhava drishti, when your eyes are full of bhava, then you see the bhava deha. Krishna gives you the darshan. He gave the eyes, he gave the divya chakshus of Arjuna to see the Aishwarya rupam. Because he was accustomed to seeing the Madhurya rupam. He's in Sakirati. He's a friend. He's the same age. They're like cousins. Arjuna and Krishna. They're like family members. So then Krishna wanted to show them this vast majesty and opulence of the Virata Rup. It was Aishwarya. So he can't see. Like you can't. So the scientist takes you in the laboratory. I want to show you some microorganisms. Okay, let me see. I can't see. No, you have to look through the microscope. He has a microscope, and then he puts a slide under it with some blood sample or whatever. Then he just toot, 100 power, 200, 1,000. You see that little red thing going in that little blue thing, that little black thing? Yeah, that's this. So he gives you the microscope to see the microorganism specimen on the slide. So Krishna gave the Divya Chakshush. It's in Gita. So that Arjuna could see the Aishwarya Rupa, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So he had Madhurya Bhav in his heart. So his Bhav was full of Madhurya, not Madhurya, but Sakya Bhav, sweet, intimate. Saketi. He says, Hey Yadava, Hey Krishna, Hey Saketi. Arjuna is telling, after he saw the Virata Rupa, he told Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Yadava, Hey Saketi. He said, Oh, Krishna, you're the Virata Rupa, this vast universal form. I thought you were, I just called you Yadava, and I called you Krishna. You're my friend Krishna. I'm Arjuna, and you're Krishna, and you're a Yadava, and I'm a Yadava. And you're my Sakha, you're my friend. But now it's like, I'm afraid. Please show me your friendly, sweet, intimate, sweet, loving form as my friend, your two-armed form. Okay. So they removed it. He removes the Divya Chakshus. So seeing your Siddha Srupa, that I'm this color and I have this dress and I have this ornaments and bhushan and I'm like this, or actually drishti darshan of that will come at bhava, because that body, the Siddha Day, is made of bhava, is made of prema. So I'm in anartha-nirvritti, I can't see my Siddha Daya. I'm in ruchi nishta, I can't see my Siddha Daya. I'm in ruchi. I'm in asakti. I can't see my siddhadeya, because it's not prakrit. It's not jada rup. It's not of this material world. It's transcendental. So this, you have to have divya ak, transcendental eyes, to see. And then when you come to bhava, then Krishna blesses and bhava enters the heart. It comes down from Krishna's heart and mixes in the heart, and then our potential to love. Jiva has a potential love. He's sat. He's sat chit. He has He has potential to love and he's existing. There's no knowledge, we're all ignorant. And there's no bliss, we're all miserable. Bliss, Prabhupada said everywhere, what is that bliss of the material world? It's removal of misery. So the jiva has the capacity to experience the absence of misery, which he calls anand. This is Jiva Goswami's explanation in the Krama Sandarbha. This is ananda atmaka. Ananda atmaka, chitananda atmaka. It says the jiva is chit, it's conscious, and it's ananda atmika. It the self has a anu atma. It's like a very minute amount of anand. Not anand, it's only material anand. It's called swarga sukhanand, indriya sukhanand in this material world. Or if you go to swarga, it's called swarga sukhanand, or brahma sukhanand, brahmanand. No premanand. Because there's no prem, there's no bhav. When it comes down at the level of bhav, then one can experience. And then you see your siddhadeya. So the main thing, okay, you meditate in siddhadeya and you think in siddhadeya, then what do you think? I think I'm doing this seva and that seva. But the main thing is cultivating the gopi bhav. You see in the Bhagavatam, and the maybe 87th chapter, 87, 88, like this, 10th canto, is Shuti Stuti. Shuti Stuti. The prayers of the personified Vedas. Huh? Prabhupada explained like that. And there, there's a tika of Vishnu Chakravarti where he's quoting the Brahmanda Puran about how the Shutis attain perfection. And the Shutis, now, mind you, they're. Now, I have a question like this. I'm going to ask this question to my guru. How is it the Shutis? The Shrutis are living with Vishnu in Vaikuntha. And to live in Vaikuntha with Krishna, you have to have a stai rati. So they're munis, they're rishis. So their stai rati is shantaras or dasirat. Because every day they're reciting Purusha Shukta. You know, Shrutis. They're living with Vishnu. They're living with Vishnu. So maybe it's Mahavaikuntha in the material world and they're elevated, but they're not really premis in Vaikuntha. It's not clear to me. But somehow they were reciting and they heard from Narada, somehow they heard about the glories of the gopis and Madhurya Ras. So they developed a desire, so then they did bhajan. It says they cultivated for millions of years, they did tapasya while cultivating manjari, while cultivating gopi bhav. There's no mention of siddhadeya. They weren't meditating under siddhadeya, oh, I'm 12 years old and I'm this and that. So they were cultivating gopi bhav. This is Shrutis. And they're one of the four categories that entered the Rasa Lila. The Shrutis, the Devis, the Sadhana Siddhas, etc. Siddharthas.
Could you just explain about Shruti and what the other word you were saying, Smriti?
Shruti Stuti means, the chapter is called in English Prayers of the Personified Vedas. Yes. Stuti means prayer. Yeah. Shruti means that. The great yogis and rishis that live with Vishnu, and every day he's sleeping on the milk ocean. And then they wake him up with chanting the Purusha Shukta. So they're seva. So they're doing seva, so it's dasyarati, but they're yogis or whatever they are. So it seems that would be their stai rati. This is my question I want to ask my guru. How do you change your stai? If you're given stai rati, you have stai rati, how do you change it? Usually it's very strange. You have no desire to change it. Anyway, that's the question. So the point is that what I'm trying to say by this, the most important thing is developing gopi bhav. That's the whole thing. It's like the whole practice of bhakti is developing prema. So ours is specified. If you're on rag marg, you want gopi bhav, you want manjari bhav. And deha, that'll come automatically. We think about it. When a guru says you should always stay in your siddhadeya, you should always think of your siddhadeya and do lila smaran. How you do it, anartha nivritti, is very difficult because there's so much vikshep in the mind, distraction, here, there. So 5 minutes, 1 hour, half hour. But you practice. It's a sadhan. It's a practice, abhyas. And then the mind state becomes pure, and the mind becomes pure, then it becomes steady. And become steady, then you can do dharana, you can hold. Purification means pratyahara. By doing chanting and bhakti vajan, sadhana, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, all these things you do, then the chitta, the consciousness and the mind become pure. And when they become pure, then you can withdraw your senses at pratyahara. And when you withdraw your senses from the sense objects and you're no longer enjoying your senses, indriya sukh, then you can do dharana. You can hold Krishna in your mind. Then dharana, then dhyana. Then dhyana, then very high state, dhruvanusmriti. Then dhruvanusmriti, then samadhi. So the cultivation of bhakti, we read about the bhavas and we pray for those bhavas and we meditate on service. And we start getting more and more attached to Radharani. I am Radharani's servant. Who is Radharani? What is my relationship? I'm her servant, and I'll serve her here and there and all. So you just start thinking, what does Radharani need now? What does Radharani need now? So your heart becomes soft, and you start developing the feelings. You actually start feeling. It's not a mental construct. It's not, oh, Siddhadeya, you know, A plus, you know, X plus Y equals Z. It's a development of love for Radharani. Radha Sneha Adik. Extra love for Radharani, Sneha.